Pizza and Dan.
Pizza and Dan
are feeling forlorn.
Feeling forlorn.
Because they're stuck in a room.
Stuck in a room.
Playing Vampire Down.
Vampire Dawn.
The writing's abysmal.
It's really not good.
And the gameplay's no fun.
Gameplay's no fun.
But let's get this party started.
Let's get this party started.
Like it's 2001. The release year of this game.
Alright, here comes the show, everyone. Hope you like it. Bye bye.
Do you want to start already? I could start checking out the spells.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
There's nothing stopping us from starting right now.
Right. Nothing.
No reason not to be starting right this second.
No reason.
Hi, listeners. Welcome back. We've missed you.
Wow, is that just food everywhere in your vocal tract?
Yeah. I use both holes. I'm fucking crazy like that. What do you eat just with your esophagus? You coward.
Just
vanilla.
Shove it into your entire face till all orifices are clogged.
Oh, and just DP the sandwich here.
Mmm.
Sorry, pizza. Go on. Don't mind me.
We got a choice. We got three new spells to learn for three vampire people that we know and love. Oh. Well,
we got Silent Night.
When does it say that?
No, it doesn't. It says Holy Light.
Holy Light. Valna's got a choice between Holy Light, base damage 210, good old chance of blindness of 70%, and it hits a single target, or Black Might, which increases power and affects the whole party.
Well.
I want to have Holy Light. No, I don't. I want to have Black Might. Because single target spells against three enemies feel like a bad idea. Also having a buff to cast on our entire party before the battle or at the start of the battle. Sounds good.
Could be good. It does.
Black Might, it's decided. By popular vote. Next one. This time we have Asghar. He could learn some ice magic, flash freeze, base damage 250, paralysis 80% chance hits one enemy. Or Black Might as well. Or vampire healing. Heals the whole party completely. Yes, please.
Nice.
Wow, we now have two healers.
Awesome.
Wow, there's just an entire village moving around in the side video.
Oh. Can we have a... So can I request a different video?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Can you do a...
What?
Can you do a long play of this Switch game called Happy Birthdays?
Happy Birthdays. Switch. Yeah, there's 55 minutes of gameplay. That should do.
I don't know if we'll be done in 55 minutes. But yeah.
Yeah, let me just get that centered. Weird. That wasn't centered? Why? It might have been fucked up for last episode. Yay. Whatever. It is here. Okay, cool. That's not the center of it, but whatever. Let's keep learning cool spells for our vampires in this fun video game. What? Cool. I was totally honest there. Apocalypse, fire magic, base damage 240, hits one enemy. Chaos, causes negative status effect on all enemies, chance 90%. I bet that doesn't work on boss enemies. Or vampire healing heals the whole party completely. I want to have Apocalypse.
Yeah, that feels like something you could target the main boss with.
Yeah. Learning Apocalypse. And now we're going to do the cult quests.
Maybe we can have one try of the main boss. Maybe we don't have to do stupid cult tests.
But that means we have to get through the entire dungeon, then
I thought, right.
Then save, And then we can retreat all we want and still do cult quests and go back there. So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll need to do that anyway, really.
Yes.
Yeah, might as well do it now.
Okay.
Money for blood potions. You're going to need that.
Exactly. We're going to fly into our vault and we're going to fly into this town by blood.
Now, 1 second. I'm just going to take my headphones off for a second.
I can't hear you.
That's fine. I wasn't planning on talking anyway.
All right.
Wow.
I can hear you again. Hello.
That was such a cute, small sound. What made that?
That time? You mean when I meowed just then?
Oh, it was a meow.
Yeah, it was the cat.
Okay. Your cat is very needy. Vocal.
Needy. He's very needy. He's been fed. Yeah, he's needy.
Well, that's fine. I'm needy too.
Yeah, I'm also pretty needy. So, what was the dog in Asterix called in German? Because in English it was Dogmatics.
What? It's Edifix.
Edifix? What does that mean?
Nothing.
Ah, it's not a pun?
No, none of the names. Well, almost none of the names are puns.
Okay. So, what was the chief of the Gaulish village called? Because in English he was Vital Statistics.
What? The chief?
Yeah, the guy who was carried around on a shield by two other people.
Yeah, I think Majestics? Majestics?
Majestics?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe, not sure.
Okay, in English he's Vital Statistics.
Wow. That's crazy. That's way too... That, like, would totally take me out of the whole thing if somebody's just called that.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Totally. No, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why?
There was one guy. The guy that always plays music is called Tuba Dix.
Oh, he's... Hang on. What is he? What is he in English? He's Cacophonix in English, I think. Which is not as good it's not a pun because that's not a word, whereas Vital Statistics is,
well,
it's a phrase.
It's true, but a cacophony, right?
A cacophony, yeah, but Cacophonix is nothing.
Yeah, there's one guy that's an obvious pun in German. He's called Verleinix.
Like a cat?
What?
Like a feline?
No.
Oh.
That means don't lend anything.
Oh.
It's the fish guy, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember the fish guy and the blacksmith were always arguing.
Yeah.
I don't remember either of their names. One of them's called like Automatics, I think.
Oh.
Something stupid like that, maybe the blacksmith.
Such a weird fucking idea. Who comes up with that entire
Yeah, and then the people who were fired when Asterix comics were discontinued, they just got into the Pokemon naming job.
What?
Because they had to name all the different I'm joking. This is a joke I'm saying.
I'm
or it's
so
not
gullible.
Even a joke.
Oh,
it's a funny idea. Because they had to name all the Pokemon different things in different regions. Just like they have to name the Asterix puns different things in different regions.
Yeah, true. I wonder if translators just have to do this and they usually get jobs where they just have to translate random shit, and then once in a while there's like, okay, translate this stuff full of puns. And if that happens, I'd be like, okay, give me way more money.
Yeah, absolutely. That would suck.
Yeah.
And that's why you come up with stuff like Vital Statistics? I don't know.
Okay, here's the plan. I'm gonna go to a random village, suck blood, because we now have a different kind of blood potion situation. I only bought blood potions that max out our blood, because I want to use them in the fight.
Yeah, let's get this guy. Here we are in Lim, Balnar's hometown.
We're in Lim. We gotta use the time distortion spell. Make it night.
Do we... I've got this half worry in the back of my head that if we drop our humanity below zero, we'll get a bad ending or something like that. So maybe let's not kill this guy.
If anything, we get a canon ending.
Right.
With Malaxis.
Yeah, that's a good point.
This game looks kind of cute. Happy birthdays.
Oh, happy birthdays?
Yeah.
I actually just want to watch someone play it. Which is why I got you to put the video in.
Oh, shit. The entire game is like getting... All the green of it is getting keyed. Is that a problem for you?
No. That's a bonus.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Because this is Sweet. Not what it looks like.
Wait, why would the green of the game be getting...
I don't know. This entire scene is set up as such a mess. I don't know.
Yeah. That's quite funny.
It's probably stuff you should do like before hitting the record button, because then you would maybe be able to concentrate.
No, that's like valuable energy that you would waste doing that.
Do you remember where the cult was?
Oh, in California.
Yeah, okay, right. Let's just go to California.
It's in the north, right?
California?
I think it's in the north.
Isn't that
where the cult lives.
Is that like East Coast? Or is it West Coast?
Yeah, California's East Coast. How good do you know your American geography? Because
Zero.
I used to not, and now I sort of do.
Not at all, because I don't have any reason to.
No, you don't have any reason to.
Yeah, 0 out of 10
Not
reason.
At all. Absolutely none.
None.
I mean, I have... Yeah, that's right.
Not a reason.
Neither do I.
Was it here? Estian? Is this where?
Yeah. We gotta go... No, go down in the cave.
But was there multiple caves? Were we ever in this giant house here?
Wow.
It's a church. There's a bishop.
The big house.
Who reads the bishop?
I do. Welcome, my children. If you're looking for peace, this is the right place. This is always how the priest sounds. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Obviously. Pray and atone for your sins.
I've never been in a church. This is probably how they talk in real life, too.
Of course.
Make a donation and free your spirits from the scourge of evil.
Well, we just want to look around the church for once. That's what it says. Yeah.
You know what? I have been in a church. The church of St... What's the guy who stomped on a dragon?
St. Petersburg.
St. John. St. John stomped on a dragon. There's the cathedral of St. John in the city of Perth. Just like has its doors open all the time and there's no one in there ever.
Oh.
So you can just go in and look at the stained glass windows and the big paintings of a dude stomping on a dragon and it's really cool.
Cool.
And there's no one else in there ever.
Do
and
they
it's
actually
cool. It's
believe...
right next to the city of Perth Library.
Do they actually believe that happened?
I guess you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. It's in the Bible.
Yeah, you better believe it. Otherwise, you're out of the club.
That's right. That's why there's no one in there. They all got kicked out. They're like, he didn't really fight a dragon, right? And then bang, out they go, out the doors. And then the bouncer was the last person to have figured out that St. John probably didn't fight a dragon. And then he chucked himself out. The church bouncer. You can tell I'm very devout.
Me too. Yeah, I love good praying.
Yeah, that's why we don't know about American geography, is because we don't go to church. What was it? I think that doesn't make sense. Let's just read the story. A long time ago, the great Vincent Vanyard held his unique speech here, says the bishop.
I thought, what happened to the bishop voice? Thought it was...
a long time ago, the great Vincent Vanyard held his unique speech here. Talk about unique speech, am I right?
Back then, he was appointed as high priest and kept that title long after his holy crusade. It's in
different
So we
know color. The other half of this whole story now.
Oh, you paid attention?
Yeah, because if you remember, he was like, oh, well, I decided to make myself the first vampire with my strong magic. The people aren't going to, like, they're going to figure out eventually that I am immortal, and they're going to get confused. So I'll tell them that God made me immortal, but they only bought that for like 200 years, and then they got suspicious, so he faked his own death. But then he was going to come back in a fake miracle. So he'd be like, oh, I've resurrected from the dead. It's me, Winston Wainyard, the priest. Oh, I've been brought back by grace and divinity. That was his plan. And that's kind of a cool plan as far as, like, shit in this game goes.
Yeah, sure.
Like, a fake resurrection by a vampire masquerading as a priest? Or a saint, I guess? Like, fake saint resurrection who's secretly a vampire, but just tricking the church. That's kind of a cool plot.
Yeah, I can see that making it into, like, a Yakuza game.
I have never played a Yakuza game, but I should, right?
They have great, ridiculous plots. It's amazing. It's really good.
Oh, the bishop says, he lived for incredibly long, about 200 years. God personally gifted him with such a long life.
He ruled wisely over the church and the people, but one day even he passed away.
May his soul find eternal peace, but he held a final speech before his soul ascended to heaven.
A powerful speech, a divine speech. He spoke of a reincarnation, a marvelous rebirth.
His rebirth. Oh, we are all praying that this day may come soon for him too.
Guide us into another wonderful era.
A rebirth. Vincent Vanyard, says Valna, who actually knows, like, he should, well.
Well, I'm sure the game didn't realize that we might have already met the guy.
No. I don't think so.
Yes, but I believe he will return when the evil is plaguing the earth once again. But may the time never come. Fantastic voice crack there.
What do you mean? Asks Valna.
You know, the evil, the vampires, those creatures of the night.
That's great. Vincent Vanyard. Vincent killed all of them 400 years ago. He slaughtered them without mercy.
I hate that you chose this voice for this much dialogue.
Yeah, it's not my fault. I didn't write all this. Don't blame me.
Not a single vampire survived. And yet, until now, nobody knows where they even came from.
Because of that, the church's opinion is that the vampires will come back one day, and on this day, the
Savior will be reborn to protect humankind and destroy all vampires once again.
Destroy all vampires? Well, well, says Belna.
Asgard has a thought to himself in his head, which goes as follows. If you knew that three vampires are standing right next to you in this very moment.
But you look honorable. That's why I wanted to ask a favor of you.
You gotta do this voice more often. It's like great warm-up for doing Asgard and other voices.
Yeah. You did a good Asgard. I like that Asgard.
Right, I like that too. Valna goes, about what?
The church is missing a valuable getafix. We don't know how it was lost or who could have stolen it. I mean, crucifix.
Maybe.
Hey, we've got it!
What?
Misa, we got it!
What,
we already got it!
We have a crucifix?
Yeah, we picked it up off the body somewhere.
What? When?
Yeah, we picked it up off the body. Off a body somewhere. We've got it.
I'll just.
But yeah, you keep on going.
I'll just trust you on that.
Yeah.
Maybe. I was just about to. I was just trying to get ready, get into the wires, you know?
Yeah, ready for your polyphonics.
Yeah.
You have to do your voice exercises first.
Maybe it has something to do with Thista Miriam's disappearance.
The last time it was under her possession to bless the faithful.
Would you look for the crucifix and Sister Miriam and return them here?
Yeah, of course we will, says Valna.
Obviously we love side quests. Oh, thank you. Unfortunately, we have no idea where she could be at the moment.
Sadly, she has gone missing for several weeks now, and we are fearing the worst.
You'll keep an eye out for her.
God bless you.
Asuka has some more thoughts. God bless us. Watch what you're saying, fat ass.
Very funny. Just go back and talk to him.
Oh, right. I'm talking to the pastor now.
Maybe he's cool. He's like a youth pastor. He's like, hey, welcome to our church, the most famous church of all.
What kind of pastor do you think he is? Spaghetti?
It's a fazool.
Bonner says, why famous?
Why famous, you ask? Because roughly 400 years ago, our savior, Winston Wainyard, held his
speech here and began the holy war. That's why.
That was right here? Asks Asgar in shock.
Yeah, right here. Hey, bada bing. And we have let everything remain the way it looked 400 years ago.
That's why it's a little empty in my opinion. But Winston wanted this simplicity.
No wonder I'm feeling so uncomfortable in this place.
I beg your pardon?
He said he doesn't feel well. That's why we are going to say goodbye now.
Hey, alright, but come back soon, huh?
Quickly, let's go to the other one.
It's your turn.
Yeah. Did you already find the crucifix?
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, you really found it. The church is very thankful to you. But tell me, what about Sister Miriam? Oh, I could do a good robot like that, I think. I see. May her soul rest in peace. But do you know how she died?
She was brutally slit. No, we didn't actually find her with it, but we found it in a store.
Oh, Sister Miriam, how could you do such a terrible thing and sell the crucifix?
I think we found it in the cult. She was one of the bodies who we found in the cult, maybe?
Ah, sure.
Maybe, but I might be wrong about that. Maybe she was in a boss chamber somewhere, I don't know.
I'll just believe you.
Yeah, believe me. I will pray for her soul to walk on God's path again.
Oh, shit, wait, just gotta push some games over to my Switch.
Sure.
There we go, okay. Well, we can't really help with that.
Take this holy sand as a reward.
10 holy sands received.
Now, what were we doing here?
We wanted to go to the cult.
But did we want to find... Is this the place where the thief is? What does our note say?
What thief?
We have to kill a thief. Pizza!
What?
We gotta kill a thief for the cult. That's the quest we're on.
Oh, right, an asterisk. You're right. We gotta,
This isn't Esdric, this is Asdion.
Right, no, I was gonna go where the cult was, not where the quest is that we have to do for the cult. You think I remember everything that I said 5 seconds ago?
I don't think you do.
I don't.
No, I've learned that you don't.
Okay, here's a town, that's Istar.
That's Istar, not Esdion.
No.
Is that where we wanna go?
No, it didn't exactly have a name tag on. Here's another one. What's this one? Merlis or Herlis?
Wait, help me out. What town are we looking for?
Esric.
Ezric, okay.
Is that the snow town, maybe?
Maybe.
Meanwhile, every listener goes like, no, you fucking idiots, it's not a snow town.
Yeah, they're in like hour 26 of this or whatever we're up to now. They're like, it's the northeast of Lib, obviously. Oh,
it's Aranus.
Aranus.
Aranus?
There's an Arrakis too, right?
Is there? Or is that Dune?
Yeah, there is an maybe. Oh, that's Dune. You're right. I'm getting Vampire Dawn mixed up with Dune.
I wasn't so sure either.
Yeah.
Arrakis. Yeah, that's where Duke Leto, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. That's
from
right.
The memories sandworm, of sandworm. Princess Irulan.
Helicopter, sandworm, something, something.
Oh, I will remember the seats we watched the movie in forever. They were so four-dimensional. This is Uruya.
Fuck. Uruya.
Oh, three wild warriors appear. I hate it when that happens.
Samurized. Yeah. Oh, you're probably used to it. You've been playing a lot of Elden Ring.
That's true, actually. But I'm usually the white warrior that appears.
Ha.
That was a Freudian slip. I said white warrior. Jeez. Because I'm so wide in terms of size.
Wide?
The wide warrior.
Yeah. That's great.
Or the wide warrior.
That's Lloydian Fripp.
This is the carnival. What's the action going on here?
Thessa.
Thessa. That's an awesome name.
We're going to visit every single town before we get to Ezric. Is Ezric the first town?
I don't know.
Is Ezric the first place?
Here's Vincent Waynard's town. That's Azran.
That's Azran.
What do I know? They're all fucking random five-letter combinations. It's like we're playing Wordle.
Yeah, you're right. I've never played Wordle, but you're absolutely right. There should be like, you know, Bodwood on Tyne, and then there should be, you know...
This is Lim.
The Miriam...
I know that.
We know this is Lim.
Yeah, I didn't know that, actually. It's the only one I remember because it kind of sounds like the name of my wife.
Lim, you're right.
Yeah, and this is Klanna.
Oh, Klanna, that's the starting town.
Wow, we almost were everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm actually kind of impressed. This is our town, no need to check that. This is Azran or something, right?
Yeah.
Melsan is this one. Holy shit.
This would be great if we get to the town and we can't find a thief and we go back and we've already killed him.
Here's the desert town. Is this Ezric? No, it's Lomba.
It's Lomba.
Are there any towns left? There's the one on the small ice continent.
Stop calling it a continent.
What makes a continent a continent? Please educate me while we're on the way.
It's really big. A continent's really big.
What about New Zealand?
Like Australia shouldn't even count. No, that's not a... New Zealand is not a continent. The continent of New Zealand? What did you just say? What information did you just talk into my head? Ezric, here we are. Jesus Christ, it's for the fucking continent. You are absolutely right. The continent of New Zealand.
There's the fucking thief. I don't know why people always get so upset about my lack of knowledge in geographical departments.
No, you're right. It's just the concepts that you're making into a reality are just great to think about.
It's too big. It doesn't fit into my head. That's why I can't realize that it's ridiculous.
I picture like if New Zealand had been like, you know, if you got it on the map and just made it gigantic so it was as big as Asia, but it was all just still New Zealand full of New Zealanders. That's what I picture when you say the continent of New Zealand.
Ah.
Like a billion people on New Zealand, a billion New Zealanders.
Yeah.
That's what I picture.
It's kind of, it feels to me like a state or something. Like a state doesn't have to have a certain amount of people, right? It can be a state just because people are like, this is the state of Montezuma now or whatever.
That's right. Yeah, you could make it from the outside. You can decide that it's a state from some other place, and it becomes a state.
Wow. Great.
Thief.
Thief!
Hey, what do you want from me?
That's a thief.
You stole the potions from the children of the apocalypse.
Why, damn it, how did you...
Thanks, that answer was sufficient. Whoa, okay, instant battle.
Whoa, what a zoom! Did you see that? It's like someone shot the drone out of the sky. That hasn't happened before, has it?
Yeah, we just straight up crashed into this conversation.
You did. That was crazy. And we weren't even in the middle of the screen, so the camera, when it zoomed right into us like a crashing drone, had to go way off to the side of the screen while it was zooming.
Yeah, just one rotor was hit and it, like, veered off.
Yeah.
Well, this thief is dead. Never mind.
He's dead. All right, let's go back to the cult.
Jesus.
Great, that was... He was certainly slit pretty brutally.
Yeah, one slash later, he's a puddle of blood.
Yeah, a real bloodle of pud. I've got to stop doing that, but not anytime soon.
Where are we going again? I forgot. Do I remember? Maybe.
Bloodle of pud. Yeah. In the north. Like real life California.
Sure, because I know where that is. Because I'm so great at geography. I've just learned that Ukraine is a country that exists.
Yes.
The other day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny what you learn.
Yeah, there's a lot of countries that I don't know exist even now.
Yeah. The Faroe Islands, what are they?
I have no idea. No, wait, yeah. I kind of know. Is that where St. Peter Ording is?
Yeah, St. Peter Ording. Oh, I know St. Peter.
Maybe
hey,
that's...
how's old Zunk doing these days?
Maybe...
My good buddy Zunk.
That's saint. That's just a German word for saint.
Oh, is it Zunk?
Zunkt.
Zunkt.
Yeah,
okay.
That was
I really like it when you teach me stuff. Mookies. I've been using Mookies in day-to-day life.
How?
I told it to someone as trivia at work. Like, nice. Hey, did you know that in German, that like the cute term for muscles is Mookies? Like, oh, look at the Mookies on this guy. And they're like, whoa, no, really? And I was like, yeah, really. And it was a good moment at work.
That's fantastic. I'm glad I brought some knowledge plus enjoyment into somebody else's life by proxy.
Yeah, thanks, pizza. Everybody, how's your use of the term Mookies going at home, listeners? Hope good.
Can I have voice the cult member?
You voice the cult member. Don't do anything stupid that we have to read for 10 minutes.
Sure, I'll try. The cult member says... One second, I'm afraid I'll fuck it up.
Did you kill the thief?
Yeah. Yeah, we did, says Valna.
Oh, excellent. That should be a lesson to all thieves not to mess with us.
Wow.
Come back if you're ready for the next assignment.
I can't do that.
You have to open your vocal tract all the way, I guess. 400 XP, holy shit, nice. Is what I would say if that was a large amount of XP. But it's not. Maybe it'll be exponential.
Yeah, it'll be 800 next time, and then before you know it, our chessboard is reaching the moon.
Yeah, and we'll have rice for all eternity.
That's right. And we'll have received more pay than the person who decided to have got $1 million instead of their 1 cent doubled every single time for 26 times or whatever, I don't know.
Exactly.
60 something.
Oh, so are you ready for your next assignment?
Nice, I love these kind of voices. Balna says, sure.
Oh, great. I'll tell you now what you can do for us next.
It's so taxing.
It's taxing.
Shit, I messed it up.
This is a real service that we provide.
Right?
In the woods east of Esdion is a cave. There are rare crystals inside. Bring me 10 of them.
I can't do it.
But be careful. The cave is filled with strong monsters.
Thank God. What did he say?
There's a cave east of Esdion.
get 10 crystals out of the cave.
Why does that
But
quest?
Watch out for strong monsters.
A cave.
Did he say Asdion? I think he did.
Sure. A cave east of Asdion. We could
now
have...
we must not forget.
Do you remember
Because if
Asdion
we forget,
was?
We'll have to come back here. No, I don't remember where Asdion is.
Mm.
We just blasted any thoughts out of my brain by going through 15 towns, which are all called Emlyok and Asbiosh. And spurn off ice and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah. Luckily, I have a map open that tells me all of the names of the cities that I didn't refer to last time for whatever reason. Asdion is the very town we're in. Thank God I looked it up.
Oh, great.
Oh,
I
thank God.
I would not
God.
Have thought it was.
No, me neither. And we gotta go, what, into the woods, you said?
A cave northeast, probably in the mountains.
A cave north... fucking ants... Wait.
You should clean off your desk before you podcast.
There's a forest here. Are you sure it wasn't a forest? Oh, what the
it's
fuck?
Probably a forest. Whoa. Poisonous what?
Mushrooms.
Pizza, these mushrooms have mushrooms growing on them.
That's true. Is that a face or is that a pattern?
I reckon that's a pattern.
Oh,
if it's a face, it's a pretty weird one.
Let's do apocalypse.
Yeah!
Wow, somebody custom made that animation. It looked real bad.
427 damage versus the 70 and 80 damage that everybody else is doing here. That apocalypse was good.
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe that's gonna win us the game.
Oh, that would be good. Like right now. Golden armor obtained.
Golden armor obtained.
Wow. No, that's bad armor. We don't want to wear that armor.
Bummer. I bet it enchants really well, though.
Oh, there's a red chest.
Oh, a red chest. Oh, interesting. I wonder what piece of shit's going to be inside this.
Wow, 2 safe stones. Holy shit.
We pick them up off dead bodies in the street.
Yeah. Oh, you know, Redman.
Oh.
Oh, I have a new king then.
You got a new what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay, I didn't quite hear that. I assume it was something sane to say. Normal thing to say.
Yeah, I got a new ring the other day.
Oh, a new ring. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. It's called the Elden Ring.
Hang a cave.
Yeah, there's a cave. Let's enter the cave. Oh, look at that! There's a crystal! It's a crystal!
Did you see how that moved?
Yeah, it moved into our pockets.
Hey, look at these two! Shit!
Wow.
Hey, we're the cave brothers. Welcome to the cave. Sit right down right here if you're brave, because we're two ogres. Oh, I'm green and I'm red. Oh, if you did, but you'll be dead. Hey, giant trolls.
Can I step dance?
Yeah,
kind of like that?
Exactly. Heel toe. So we had a big green giant and a big red giant, and they were doing snazzy poses like they were in the middle of a dance.
But only one of them was called Giant Troll. The other was just Troll.
Interesting. I like him.
Yeah, I like the Troll brothers.
Yeah, that the green one and the red one together, they're my favorite enemies in this whole game.
Yeah, they remind me of a popsicle I had when I was a child.
Ah,
I think it was Star Wars themed.
Oh,
it was like one of those robots from Episode 1.
Ah,
and inside it was red and green.
Oh, cool! Like a lightsaber,
basically. Oh my god!
Which robot?
The very first ones that go like, you're intruding.
Roger.
You're right, Roger.
Yeah.
Roger.
Wait. The ones with like, yeah, I like them.
Yeah, they were super cute. Everything in this movie was cute. Jar Jar Binks was cute.
Yeah. Oh, the pit droids, they were cute.
They were super cute. This weird pod racer guy was cute.
Yeah, Bulba. Which one? Rat Tyrell? Oh, Sir Bulba, yeah, sure.
Yeah. It was a good, small little dude with a gruff, dark voice.
Ah, nobody beats Zabulba.
Yeah, I like. No, hang on, that's Watto.
I'm betting heavily on the Zabulba.
Watto. Jesus. Where's Daniel? Bring Daniel back.
Here's a go away. What are you got your old buddy Watto here? You're playing some kind of a vampire game. I can't commentate on the game, but it's gonna cost you money.
Nice. I loved your let's play of the Choose Your Own Adventure Star Wars book because you made that voice for way too long.
Who says I'm not gonna make it for way too long right now? Ruin your podcast.
Jokes on you, it's already ruined.
Yeah, you're right.
The ruined podcast. It's tarnished.
I really like in Star Wars Episode 1, Rats Tyrell, who's the little podcaster. No, podcaster, pod racer. Oh, fucking God. Jesus, put me out of misery.
Yeah, Anakin Skywalker was also a really good podcaster. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, what the God. Hell? You can just walk up the wall on this wire.
You're a dog climbing a rope. You ever see a dog climb a rope? Well, now you have.
That's so silly. That's by design.
Really silly.
It's by design, yep. And why?
Yep.
You can just hang out on the wall.
You can climb up the wall if there's a rope-like vine on the wall. Literally, even if you're a dog.
Literally single steps for new random encounters to happen at this point.
Yeah. The troll brothers.
We have 10 crystals. Time to not teleport out of here, because that's not good ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a very short-term solution.
Yeah. Time to dog on out of here. That's when you really learn to hate your past self and you want to retreat and you end up in some cave deep inside of it.
Yeah.
My God. Okay, well, oh, there's a chest here. What's in the chest?
We're out of the cave fighting mushrooms on the way to a chest which is here.
Oh, an eternity potion. That's helpful.
Yeah, that's
actually helpful. Okay, back to California.
There we go.
California. Here we come.
Songs.
Right back where
songs
we started
about California.
From. California.
I've heard that one.
That's from OC California. That show I never watched.
Yeah, I never watched it either. OC California.
Yeah.
Viva Californication.
What do you think about the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Viva.
Real quick.
I don't know anything. I don't think anything about them.
Okay.
My head is just a void where the Red Hot Chili Peppers knowledge is in everybody else's.
Okay.
Do you have the 10 crystals?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, we do, says Velna.
Oh, excellent. With these we can do quite a bit.
I actually like this voice quite a bit, but only when you do it.
Come back if you're ready for the next assignment.
500 XP this time, nice.
Oh,
so it's 100 extra each time.
Wow.
Do we really want to keep doing this?
No. Maybe the apocalypse. Okay, so the end of this episode is going to be an attempt on the life of Vincent Vanyard. How about that?
Yeah, how much time do we have until we get...
We've got like... 20 minutes before I have to actually go and be asleep.
Jesus,
maybe 30.
What? Okay, we gotta start going down a dungeon right now then.
Maybe like 40.
Okay,
that's the funny thing you learn when you have spent so many nights just lying awake looking at your phone until far too late, is that actually sleep is a myth. Like, it's fine, it happens every single night and I'm totally unaffected all the time.
Oh wow, did you realize that the CA with these two things down here like kind of looks like a skull with a...
That looks too cool to be deliberate for Alex. Like, if he was going to make a skull, it wouldn't be this like, you know, this like thin-waisted, thin-jawed skull like it is, I don't think. I guess maybe it has to be because the stairs were the teeth. So the two nostrils that... No, yeah, it had to be deliberate. It did look cool.
I don't think it was deliberate. I don't believe it. I don't think this
those
dude
two
would
nostrils
would ever do something that's not in your face.
You're right. It would be... Yeah, it would be a more Scully skull. Not like a weird wasted skull, which is what that was.
Where are we going again? Where are we going? Okay, yeah, I remember.
Do we need blood or something?
Yeah.
Do we need to... how much silver have we got? We should get some good weapons and armor before we go fight the boss, right? Or at least like one of each.
Let's see, but I doubt that we can... I think we will be able to hardly afford one new piece of gear.
Yeah.
And actually, we should use that... Oops, this is the castle. We should use that money for more blood stuff.
Geese.
Yeah. Geese?
Geese of Pia? What?
Geese?
Why would you say that? Geese?
Geese.
Honk, honk,
honk? Yeah.
Geese.
You just mentioned geese. I'm intrigued.
Did I? No, never. I was doing my brain made me do the spoonerism thing again. So piece of gear turns into geese of pier. So like the geese on a pier.
Yeah, that's cool.
Pier geese.
Yeah, I like that.
I can't stop.
Yeah, it's like a little... It's like a little piece of candy for your brain.
Yeah, it's only for me. And it's like, it's kind of bitter crud for everybody else's brain.
No, I don't think so. Not for me. My brain is also like, oh yeah, that does form two different words when you do that.
Yeah, like clapboke.
What?
Or gum and solemn.
That, are those words? No?
No, they're not. They're just fun sounds. They're just Patreon names that I would write down and have a little chuckle about.
Oh, how many Patreons do you have by now? They had a couple of funny names in there sometimes.
Every now and again. Every now and again, someone would have a funny name, but I don't think it's very classy to laugh at people's funny names on a podcast.
That's true.
Especially not your Patreons.
You don't read them out a lot anymore these days?
No, I've sort of run out of funny names to write down.
Oh. Well.
I've got a new phone. I made a little notes app and I wrote down one Patreon name. But I don't... It was a long time ago. I think I've only got one.
Well, it better be the best one yet.
Let's see. Kyle Stinkpilt.
Okay.
Deccan Rangelia.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Toteman Melancurd. that's what I've got written down.
I like that one.
That one's about Thomas.
Okay, you were suggesting to go buy armor?
Yeah.
Oh, do we have enough
things? But we don't have to.
To summon demon...
Souls.
No, stones is what we need for the demon.
Stones. I got mixed up.
I'm not sure. I think we should just make some stones, just in case.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, quickly. Retreat.
Do we ever summon anything with strong souls, or is it only ever medium souls we summon with?
Are you sure it was medium souls for the demon and not strong souls?
Oh, I don't know. I actually don't know.
Because me neither, so I'm just going to convert all of them.
Into strong souls? Okay, cool, sure. No,
all of the normal souls into normal soul stones, all of the strong souls into strong souls.
Okay,
so
that's a good idea.
Everything, right.
Yeah.
Okay, we did that. Now we're gonna go to the store.
Yep, see if we can afford a helmet or something.
Yeah.
What did you think of the Tintin comics?
Hated them.
You hated Tintin?
Yeah, that's the blonde guy with the dog, right?
Yeah, the blonde guy with the dog.
Oh, fuck.
Asterix.
Fuck this entire thing.
Fuck his thing.
No, fuck this entire, like, world. Like, this fictional fucking terrible...
Belgium?
Yeah, Belgium's not real.
Just, yeah, Super Tintin Land might as well be called.
Mm-hmm. No, I...
Were you angry at the game for a second there?
What?
In the middle of being angry at Tintin.
Huh? No, I was talking about Tintin.
Oh, you really were talking about Tintin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, better believe it. I dislike the character, but I also dislike the entire like world. Do you know the manga Monster?
Monster? No, I don't know. Wait, it's, Monster?
No, just Monster. It's highly regarded. It's about like a killer in like Germany. And I hated it as well. I read all of it. And it's like people love it. I fucking hate it. I think it's the worst.
Sure.
I think I really dislike like real settings and like I don't know, like good people in real settings or something. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, you don't like when Tintin goes to Tibet.
No, I don't like that.
Or like for example, I don't know. Hollywood. Oh, Arabia. Goes to Saudi Arabia. You don't like that?
No, why would I like that? What's interesting about that?
Yeah, good point, good point.
I don't know, I want to see, like, Naruto do a Rasengan into Obito's face.
Ah, I see.
Right? I'm going to sell all the ancient vampire rings and all the vampire rings.
Yeah. Did you ever watch the Tintin movie? The Steven Spielberg produced animated Tintin movie?
No.
Co-written by Joe Cornish?
No, I didn't read any Tintin. Everything I saw of it, I dislike the art style. Like, they don't have eyes that make me think that they are alive. They look like puppets.
Yeah. I see what you mean, yeah.
It's like, no.
You should check out the movie. It's like 2017 Tintin or something like that. I think it's good. I think even someone who hates Tintin might like it for a few seconds.
Okay. I'm happy to check it out to make sure that I like it or don't like it.
Yeah, cool.
To figure that out. Yeah. Okay, I bought two pain armors. That's all I can manage to buy.
Pain armors?
Pain armors. Them on. Don't put them on.
Yeah. That'd be they sound really uncomfortable.
But we're, like, it's just fitting. We're clad in pain armor playing Vampire's Dawn for the 50th time.
Oh, you're right. We should both be whipping ourselves while we play.
Right.
Or while I watch you play.
Prostrating is the word, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think prostrating is when you just lie on the floor.
Oh, okay.
Flagellating. We could probably prostrate and then flagellate.
Huh. Interesting. Okay, we're here.
All right.
We're in front of the fuck dungeon. We're gonna save.
Yeah. Lay our wreaths down on the gravestone and head down the steps.
Become a dog and let's go. Put that on the shard.
Yeah. Be dog, do dungeon. This dungeon has puzzles, doesn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, but I remember all of them.
Cool. And there's one of them which is already solved. There's one door which is just staying open.
Right. Okay, there's cool enemies which I do not care. Yeah, the beholder that we described in detail.
The beholder.
Look, yeah, you go through here, you go here, and then which one is the right one? Because I always pick
left.
Left is right. And then that's we right. Go a bunch of stairs. Just go down the stairs. Keep going down.
Do you know where you're going?
Yeah, I know where I'm going. Don't worry about it.
I don't trust you.
You don't trust me? Let's play.
I don't trust that you know where you're going.
Well, I totally know where I'm going. I am.
Wow. Pizza, it always zooms in when we have an encounter.
It does, yeah.
That's crazy. Whoa, wow. That's... It does that every single time we have a random encounter, it does that.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was weird when we fought the thief?
Because it didn't zoom to the center of the screen.
Of course, yeah, it zoomed right over to the edge of the screen. Yeah, yeah. That was weird.
So it was way more jarring.
Yeah. The beholder's beard, it's no good.
It feels like what should be, you know, like attached to the end of the eye after you rip it out.
Yeah, I think it feels like the hair of beard, the beard of hair on a freshwater mookie.
What?
That's what I think.
This is the
woof. Wow, oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, jeez. Oh, Lord. Okay, you did it. Pizza, wow. That was great.
Yeah, it sped up. I don't know what happened.
Okay, I don't know.
Now we save right here.
And yeah. I'm summoning a demon. Oh, for a second I thought you couldn't save, but it's just that you got to go activate a save zone before saving.
I couldn't figure out how to make this thing go away or work. So
yeah, remove it from the menu. Just got a dead button.
So that's
not hooked up at the back.
Let's take stock. We're gonna use healing aura to get full HP. We're gonna use a blood flask to get full blood.
Now, after you've summoned a demon, just hammer through all dialogue. It's all bullshit. We've all heard it before. The listeners have heard it. We've heard it. You've heard it. I've heard it.
Right.
Demon summoned. We're running in. Vincent Vaynard's talking. We're ignoring him. He's something, blah, blah, blah. Dragon Quest 3 sprite.
There we go.
Here's my friends. And we're in. Gargoyles. Vincent Vaynard.
Balna Asgar Lane and the demon facing Gargoyle, Vincent Vaynard, and Gargoyle.
So don't forget to use Black Power.
Right.
And good also to explain.
Black Might.
Oh, whatever. I bet Elaine's apocalypse might be able to get these guys dead one at a time. So if you want to concentrate on the mooks first, maybe that's a good idea.
Sure. I will also try Potent Death once with Asgar to see if maybe it can kill the...
Sure. That's something that we're going to iron out in future attempts.
Yeah, and
we'll
then
know
we're gonna,
next time not to do it.
We're going to use Rain of Shadows to increase all stats of the group with the demon. Because that's huge.
Absolutely. Rain of Shadows.
Okay. Oh,
you
Black
might be thinking,
Mike,
listeners.
Kind of does the same, actually. That's nice.
I hope they stack like
Apocalypse does no damage to the gargoyle, and the death spell also doesn't work. So we didn't
do Apocalypse any didn't. What did the Apocalypse do to the gargoyle?
No damage, nothing.
Shit, maybe they're only physical.
Let me try one round of Holy with Valna. Ice.
Oh, do you want to throw some of that holy sand at them or something?
I feel like we have a spell that kind of does that, but sure, I'll do it with Elaine to test.
Yeah, what if it's a good sand?
Oh, what if it is? Where is it? Holy. We don't have any holy sand.
Oh, maybe it's an out of battle item.
I guess.
Weird.
I don't see it. Maybe we never actually got it. I don't know. No holy sand here.
Yeah. That's strange.
Then I'm gonna try healing? No.
Yeah. Might as well get on top of this.
That's a waste.
Nah. Yeah, that's a waste. I agree.
I'll do poison rain.
Yeah. That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, let's see what's gonna happen. Okay, no instant death spells. That doesn't work.
Light explosion, 175, 201. So the gargoyles were affected by the light explosion, but Vincent Vaynard only took 1 HP. 1 HP to the gargoyles from poison rain. Breathing a repulsive stench. Lane's been silenced.
Okay, one problem is we hardly have any serums to heal status effects. I'm gonna keep
write that down in the strategy notes.
It's to buy that. Since Elaine is silenced, I'm gonna heal with Asgar, which thankfully we can do now.
Cool. What are physical attacks like against the gargoyles? The gargoyles.
Let's have the demon do one. So. Let's have Asgard do a physical attack to check if maybe the demon is just weak when it comes to that. And let's try an Apocalypse on Vincent Vaynard.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what happens. That light explosion's good for the gargoyles.
Okay. None of the demon spells do any damage to these guys. Apocalypse doesn't work on him either.
Unbelievable. That Maybe sucks. It works on his second form.
Oh, we just got hurt quite badly.
Asgard's paralyzed and Elaine is sick.
And Elaine is silenced too, so she can't heal. And Asgard can't heal because he's paralyzed. So we have to survive this round.
These gargoyles are bad. About gargoyles. Why'd you put this in a game, Alex? This sucks. This sucks.
We don't have any healing item that heals our entire party. So, I don't know. Elaine can basic attack the gargoyle, I guess.
Good idea.
Okay, she does as much damage as the demon. Ah, shit, she got silenced again. And Asgard's still paralyzed.
Yeah, kinda low on health too.
Yeah, we gotta start using some healing items.
You might be feeling bad about this attempt, listeners, but we could still turn it around. I reckon as soon as one of them did!
One of them, gargoyles. Thank God.
Yeah, one of the gargoyles dead now.
But Elaine is also dead.
Oh, Elaine's dead too. Shit. Gotta use one of them eternity potions, I guess.
Yeah, we have 6 of them.
Okay, that's enough.
The problem is that they really like their attacks that hit everybody.
Elaine's already dead again. Yes, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, so is Wildar. Oh, jeez.
And Asgard's paralyzed.
Okay. But if we try this again, we'll know that just straight up physical attacks from everyone against a gargoyle is the way to go, and we won't waste as many turns.
Well, I think the light spell from Valnar also did a whole bunch of damage.
Oh, absolutely. The light spell from Valnar and physical attacks from the others. That's what I reckon.
Yeah.
Plus the buffing.
Yeah.
Demon magic and black power before we start.
Uh-huh, yeah. I wish it would tell you if that ever wore out.
Yeah, be good to know, wouldn't it?
We're all back alive.
Oh, wow. That's it's a miracle.
Yeah, I used
Let's
bunch
kill
of...
that other gargoyle then.
Mm-hmm. Let's basic attack him with Valnar just to check if maybe he does more damage than the demon or... You know. Oh, I attacked the wrong guy. We'll never know.
Oops. Oh well, it's all money in the bank.
Asgard silenced. Let's heal that guy. Gargoyle should die this turn. Maybe he doesn't.
Oop. Almost. Nearly there.
Oh, he evaded Valnar's attack.
Made someone sick. Asgard made Asgard sick.
I don't know what this being sick thing does. I forgot.
No. Maybe I'll look it up.
Okay, Gargoyle died, finally.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So before we fully kill Vincent, while he's in his first phase, this is like the only time to like gain... like ground back as far as healing and stuff goes, right?
Yeah, though we do have one spell that just heals everybody completely. I'll use that, and then I just have to use a couple max blood potions to get the blood back up for everybody. But I don't think we can heal the demon. Or can we? No, we can. Never mind.
I cannot find any information on the 6 status in Vampire's Dawn 1.
Okay, that's fine. Probably because you didn't search in German.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess we're good. We're kind of full on everything, and we can just basic attack this guy forever now.
Wow. 60 damage. Critical kit for 366 damage.
Uh-huh.
I wish Asgard would stop being sick. Does sickness wear off?
In real life it does. Sometimes. Depends on your sickness.
Sometimes. Yeah, it does.
But it doesn't really affect us. At least it doesn't look like it.
It's affecting us subtly, if it's affecting us.
Yeah, maybe he sneezes sometimes and has like a warm forehead.
Yeah, maybe he has a warm forehead. Oh.
I need to put on a different video because yours ended. I'm gonna make it fish swimming.
Yeah, cool.
Like an aquarium.
Oh, jellyfish are good to look at. But yeah, normal fish are good too. You know the problem with watching jellyfish compilations on YouTube is that the 3 hour long jellyfish swimming compilation lures you in with making like the first three videos like, oh, 4K, 60 FPS, incredibly beautifully cinematographically shot strange jellyfish. And you watch that and you're like, wow, this is the best. And you leave it on. And then you come back into the room 10 minutes later and it's just the worst like cell phone footage shit of a little white jellyfish in the ocean shot from a ferry or something. Because they just got to fill the space.
Oh, yeah.
Are they? Yeah.
Vincent Vaynard dies. So.
Hey, congratulations, pizza!
Now we have another fight, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah, so, we do. Yeah, we
so
do.
I'm going to mash the space bar.
Absolutely. We've got to keep our demon. Mash like crazy. Okay. Mash like the life of a demon depends on it.
Let's go.
Oh, fuck.
Who would have thought going to be a challenge after we pause our starting imagine?
I never thought that. But I'm not done yet. Something.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, cool.
It's Gundam.
Oh, yeah, he's a Gundam. I forgot.
He's no a one is stronger than me, then I am no one. Oh, God, wow.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I wonder if his resistance has changed.
Yeah, maybe try apocalypsing him.
Yeah, okay, let's try this once, but this is the only thing I'm going to try because I'm afraid of, you know, changing a running system.
Absolutely.
Oh, there's a turtle.
What?
Apocalypse, one damage. Yeah, in the fish video.
Yeah, damn it.
A turtle.
Oh, in the fish video. Turtles are cool.
Turtles are fucking amazing. Kind of all life is fucking amazing.
Pretty cool, pretty cool. So have I told you about how turtles, like their shell is just their ribs?
What? Right? I don't know.
They don't have ribs inside their shell. Their shell is modified ribs. The bones fuse together into just one, you know, bunch of ribs.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, you can picture your rib cage, like the back of your rib cage turned into the back of the shell, but the front of your rib cage turned into like the hard bottom of their shell.
Uh-huh.
So their turtles are like, if you like, they're like an animal that grew the skeleton of its body so big that it could like suck itself inside itself, like inside its own skeleton.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Turtles are cool.
Yeah.
And if you know about bones and you look at the patterns on a turtle's shell, you can see like, oh, this used to be this rib. You know, back when it split off from lizards or whatever. I mean, no one really knows where turtles split off from. It's a big mystery of paleontology.
What?
Where did what family did turtles come from? What reptiles did they evolve from?
Wow.
Yeah. Who were they most related to? Are they like, you know, are they this or are they that? Are they a Tuatara or are they, you know, goddamn...
Maybe they're descendants from the aliens that landed with the pyramids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, that's feasible.
That's feasible. And that one Terry Pratchett book had a turtle and a pyramid in it.
Oh, that's basically proof.
Yeah, I know, because I used to listen to Terry Pratchett audiobooks just to get to sleep.
Oh.
So there you go.
So here's how the fight is going. I basic attack with everybody. Vincent Vaynard does one of many attacks that he can do that does just like 150 damage to all of us, and that's all he does. Mm. And I heal every round, and then I attack again, and that's how it goes.
I wonder if he's got any tricks up his sleeve. You know, I heard that like the Elden Ring enemies you fight, they're pretty good at, like, when you're doing well at beating them, they like to switch stuff up and suddenly they'll do a big jump and attack you unexpectedly. That's what I've heard from some people on podcasts. So I hope they'll wince and away in the yard. It's not like an Elden Ring encounter at all.
I mean, the developers are kind of on par with each other.
Yeah, FromSoft and Alex Malaxis Cocksoft. Yeah, totally. Alex Malaxis Softcock. Sorry. I don't... The meta of that joke is that I'm making fun of people with impotence or erection dysfunction or problems. I'm not. That's ableist. But it's just funny. It's funny to say Cocksoft.
You're just a fan of spoonerisms.
I'm just a fan of, yeah, it's fun wordplay, that's all.
Sock cough.
Sock cough. Yeah, that's it.
Right, kinda. It's not quite right.
Yeah. Cocked soft.
Right.
Yeah, who knows? Oh, that's too complicated for my head.
What's an esophagus and why does it sound like sarcophagus?
It's for when you're writing a song, you've got something good to rhyme.
Yeah, that's exactly where I know it from.
Yeah.
It's
so your esophagus is your swallowing tube. But what song did you hear it in?
This one popular song by this one rapper, Denzel
Kanye
Washington.
West. Oh, Denzel Washington. What? Denzel Curry?
Denzel Curry, yeah. He's got this... How's the song called? It's like one word, all caps or something.
There's a good JPEG Mafia song called JPEG Mafia All Caps No Spaces. That's okay. Really good. Talks about like, oh, you fucking love Burzum? Bitch, not me. Play that shit around me and I'll put your ass to sleep.
But isn't,
yeah.
Isn't Burzum like Nazi stuff?
Yeah, Burzum is a neo-Nazi.
Yeah,
which is why JPEG Mafia doesn't like him, I guess.
I had a bunch of friends for a pretty big part of my life. And some of them listened to stuff like that, but never when I was around. For all I knew, they never listened to them, but I guess they did. And I'm not friends with any of them anymore, but they might have all been Nazis. I'm not sure.
Burzum is one of the... Like, Burzum albums got rated really highly on Pitchfork for a while.
What's Pitchfork?
Pitchfork is a big popular music review website.
Oh.
So that's where I first heard of Burzum. It's in like a 9-star review of like an ambient record that Burzum produced when he was in prison for crimes like murder.
Oh my god.
I'm sure there's a whole bunch of people who listen to Burzum in a detached kind of way and who are not Nazis, and maybe your friends are those people, but
yeah. I mean, he also had like a swastika on this wall, and when confronted with that, it was always like, I don't know, not explained.
The friend who listened to Burzum?
Yeah.
Your friend might have been a Nazi.
I don't know.
I mean, I've only got two bits of evidence to rub together, but oh, they're making a pretty swastika shaped flame.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what's... I know this guy ever since I started thinking, you know, like 3 years old or something. He never really struck me as a Nazi. But then again...
No.
I don't know.
I mean, it's like the... what are they called? Goddamn Jeeves and Worcester? No. Benkley and Shaw? Cannon and Ball? What are they named?
Huh? What?
There's a comedy duo.
Thick and...
Yeah,
Penn and Teller.
Thick and thin. Penn and Adam and Joe. Dave Mitchell and the other guy, Robert Webb. The Mitchell and Webb look. Robert Mitchell is always like
his
character. Oh shit! Do we fucking win the game? Jesus.
Maybe we just won the game.
Whoa! Nice.
Let's see. Let's see if we now read the dialogue. Our demon dies, and it's gonna be a third phase, and we're fucked.
A third phase. Mr. Vania says, "No, this cannot be."
Elaine says, "Expect no mercy, you bastard."
Holy shit! It's like the saying goes,
The death is the end, but a vampire's death is...
just the beginning of endless pain.
I am the creator. Your creator.
Ah, demon just died.
Oh, thank God. I thought that Vincent Vania just killed us or something.
Too bad a vampire only can't kill his direct creator.
And sadly, you are not our direct creator. That means you're going to die.
We brutally slit off his arm that was holding...
his right arm, his sword arm. But he's still standing there, and Elaine, we're still talking to him. I think Elaine's your turn.
Elaine says, expect no pity, you bastard. Oh, she slashed his other arm off.
You are responsible for my sorrow, says Felna. That's a bit of a stretch, I guess.
Cuts off half his head. Elaine says, and for mine as well. Cuts off the other half of his head.
There you go.
And?
Is it over now? Asks Felna.
Roll credits. Uh-oh.
There's evil energy coming from the stump.
Elaine says, apparently not.
Oh, shit.
No, don't give me a fucking break.
Oh, no. There's a bunch of ghosts and skulls coming out of the stump and the screen's flashing with evil energy.
Give me a fucking break.
Oh, big droplets of blood and sparks are shooting out of the corpse. Every single animation in freaking RPG Maker. And now there's a red ghost.
And it's a blood ghost, probably.
Well, it's probably a blood spirit.
What is this?
I'm not so sure. Maybe Winston's blood spirit? The energy of the first vampire?
I don't know for sure. Maybe we can find a clue here or something like that. Okay, I'm gonna
save the game, pizza.
Yeah. I'm gonna save it in a different slot just in case. Because this game is holding us hostage after all. Use the last
serum. That's what being sick does.
Right, you get damage if you walk around, so you gotta stay in bed.
Ah, are those holes you can jump down? Wow.
No.
Wow. Maybe there's not another boss fight after this. Maybe we're just gonna investigate some shit like this.
Yeah, sure.
What is the deal with this book?
Oh wow, he detaches from us and Elaine does so as well. It's now all three standing around.
We're up a little. There's like a little ziggurat in the middle of the boss chamber, and at the top of the ziggurat is a big book, and there are swords on the left and right of the ziggurat in ceremonial holders. That's just to paint the picture.
If you've ever played Secret of Mana, it's where the mana seat is resting on top of. Book is resting now. Asuka says, looks like a spell book.
Oh, yes, it is a spell book. And what a spell book.
What kind of spells are written in it? Says Elaine.
Asuka's like, dot, 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 dot.
And then he turns around and laughs.
Yeah. It's got a little animated laugh going on. Why are you laughing like that, Asgar?
It's finally time. This is the most powerful spellbook I have ever seen.
Oh. So what does it say? Asks Elaine. I just quickly ducked into the kitchen with my long headphone cord to get this crown mint. Yum.
Delicious peppermint.
I will rule over the entire world. I'm going to enslave all.
Humans. Being my food is going to be their only purpose.
He laughs again. Music's all dramatic. Oh, don't tell me he's the final boss. Mama says, have you gone completely nuts now?
This red spirit is pure energy. Death energy. And this book tells me how.
I can take advantage of it. It is the most powerful soul of this planet.
And this book gives me the power to become the one and only ruler of this world.
I'm going to change the world to my liking. Humans imprisoned.
A huge army of undead. Yes, the world is all set for a fundamental change.
By me! That would be a pretty cool concept if just one of your party members becomes the enemy with his stats or her stats.
Absolutely. Think about it. Why did Vincent never use this supposedly powerful spell?
Oh, Varna. I can even give you three good reasons for that. Three.
First, he never had the guts to cast such a powerful spell like this.
Second, he didn't want an army of undead. He wanted humans around him.
But the most likely reason is the third. He couldn't.
He turned himself into the first vampire with a very powerful spell.
But for the other spells in his book, he required a truly powerful soul.
And he never had such a soul. Well, accent is just becoming thicker and thicker.
Yeah.
He had to sacrifice himself for one of these spells, but obviously.
That was nothing he desired.
But I do have a soul like that now.
I'm sorry, pizza.
What?
This crown mint. I'm just chomping on it.
That's fine, I don't care.
Oh, good. This is an auspicious moment. We don't know. Are we going to fight Valnar as the final boss?
Asgard?
I mean, Asgard? What? they're all the same. It doesn't... What? I have the required power for this spell. Are we going to fight Golbar as the final boss of the game?
I'm going to rule over thousands of skeletons, zombies, and vampires.
I'm going to be overly powerful.
I love it when Asgard says vampires.
Yeah.
He's laughing again. I will never allow that, says Valnar.
And neither will Elaine, says Valnar on Elaine's behalf.
Elaine says, oh, Valnar, you know, it's probably not bad being the bride of the most powerful being in the world.
Yeah, give that a try. I love him, says Elaine.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
You want to help him?
Elaine says, ... Yes, we are going to rule together.
Oh no. This is like finding out that your friends are Nazis or something.
Oh god. Too good. Is it my turn?
Precisely, my beloved Elaine. We are going to rule over everything.
Friends were Nazis. They're not my friends anymore. I will prevent you from ever using that spell.
Oh, well, now. If you just could see yourself now puffing yourself up like a poodle.
If you really wish to stop me, then let us play a little game.
It's called Vampires Dawn 2. See you in the sequel, motherfuckers.
Good one.
No, Asgard actually says, I will give you one and only one chance to stop me.
In the sequel to this game.
You Vampires Dawn 2.
I will kill you. This one.
Uh-huh.
Yellow flashes.
Oh, well, well.
He's pissing at us. No, what's happening?
Yuck. Cut it out.
Oh, the blood ghost is flashing yellowish and now he's drifting towards us like a little balloon. Is merging with Asgard or something?
Oh.
Is it your yes?
Oh! Yes! Intones Asgard. Were we supposed to try and kill him in that moment?
No way.
Oh, okay. Oh, here we are. Yeah, after he gets the power, we try and kill him, sure.
Valnar says, die, you bastard!
Welcome to your nightmare, Valnar.
Oh, the cool guys we hung out with aren't actually our friends. Valnar says, hey! Oh, we're glowing blue now?
Huh.
Oh no, what is this?
Damn it, what's this here? Says Valnar. Listeners, we've been transported to some kind of weird floating glass maze in sky cloud space.
And Asgard elaborates, this is everything and at the same time nothing.
This is an illusion created by me. It represents my hatred for humanity.
Oh, the glass panels are just going to spell out fuck or something then.
Yep.
I'm waiting for you at the end if you manage to get that far.
This is the only chance I'm giving you. Show me the vampire.
Powers.
Show me the vampire.
Powers within you.
You son of a bitch, Asgard. I'm gonna kill you, says Valnar. Shouts Valnar.
Yeah, more like, you son of a bitch, Asgard. I'm going to kill you. Come and get me. But before that, I'm going to reveal your true disposition. What?
Because in reality, you're at least as evil, devious, and power-hungry as me.
Here we go, that's the humanity check.
Let's do it.
Valnar. I'm going to kill you for everything you have done to me! It's all in caps, so I'm intonating it like this.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh.
Damn, what is happening to me? Asks Valnar. His sprite is flashing black. As he stands on this glass maze in space.
And now he turned into stone?
Oh. Okay, cool. Maybe we just get a bad ending and it's game over. Cool.
That would be crazy.
Sweet. That'd be amazing. Asgard says, I knew it. A bloodthirsty, rotten, devious vampire is what you
have become. It will be my pleasure to fight against you. Come on.
You're gonna wish you had never created me. Oh, where's our sunglasses gone?
Holy shit, we lost the sunglasses. We have cool red eyes.
Valnar, this is the last mistake you made. At first I thought we could
become friends, but now you are on the wrong side.
I don't need your fake friendship, Elaine, says Valnar.
Too bad for you. There was a lot of potential in you.
And now, come for your final death. That's what you want, right?
You are both going to die, says Valnar.
Go and try. But before I forget, there is something else. I took the transformation spells.
From you. After all, you should wander through your nightmare by foot.
That's not gonna stop me, says Valnar.
And you shall never return to my castle either. Oh, and we get to save.
No. Oh, great, we don't have to waste a save stone.
Oh, we're not turned to stone, we're super cool black
we
and white Valnar.
We turned to Sephiroth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, and there's an ether mutant here.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Do we
pizza,
wanna...
pizza.
Yeah. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I think we do.
Yeah, let's save and have an awesome episode next time.
Absolutely. I wonder what would, like, what would have happened if we played the game differently? If we hadn't killed quite so many people as we did. So many clowns.
Well, that's what different endings are for. We can just start again and do it differently.
Absolutely. Yeah. Season 1, 2, or 2.5, I guess.
Oh, I guess.
All right, listeners.
It did just save, so no need for me to save again.
Yeah, it turns out there's more.
It turns out there's always more. We're never going to be done.
But no. Yeah, we're going to kill, what's his name, Asgard, and then Elaine is going to like, oh, I'm going to send you to an even crazier dungeon. And then after we kill her, it's going to be, I don't know, the silver skeleton.
And we have humanity 5 for the record.
And not enough, apparently.
Not enough. No. Oh.
I was thinking that if we'd kept more humanity, maybe Elaine would like us more. But she seems to be like evil now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, maybe if we had played things differently, Elaine would be on our side in this fight somehow.
Yeah, maybe. It does seem like... Okay, she just straight up... Like, doesn't give a shit about us. Okay.
Yeah. And there were a bunch of choices like, hey, do you want to make friends with Elaine or make fun of Elaine?
Yeah.
And it makes you think like, maybe there was a whole Ares date side quest here.
Yeah. Once we're done, I'd say we could check out like just like a fucking... game facts about it.
Totally.
See
what
sounds
good to me.
What we could have had.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting us to have made progress.
Me neither. I didn't think we were going to beat Vincent Wainwright. I thought he was going to cast a fucking paralysis spell any second and we would be fucked. And then that would just keep us in a loop of that happening. But here we are. We're here awesome, edgy Volnar.
Congratulations, Pizza.
Thank you. Couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, thanks. We are together. We beat the second final boss. Turns out.
Yes. His second form, even.
The second form of the second final boss.
Nice.
Wonder how many forms Asgard's going to have.
Yeah, hopefully not as many as Frieza, at least.
Hopefully. That's right. All right, listeners. Well, I guess see you later.
Yeah, see ya next time on this fantastic journey through space and time.
And yeah, that's right. Bye.
Bye.